I want to read another publication by Tony's mention of Jimi Hendrix the other night. This happens to be perhaps a special poem in these times, perhaps the only pro-drug poem you will hear. And that does not mean I'm advising you to take drugs, not because it's morally wrong, morally schmorally, or because it's bad for your health. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. It's a pro-drug poem, but I'm not encouraging you to take drugs because those things are illegal. I mean, frankly, they'll bust your ass for that shit. This poem is called In 1967. When on the Haight-Ashbury in California, that summer was called the Summer of Love. Wasn't it just? In 1967, some called it the summer of love, and although the clustered, motionless leaves that overhung the streets looked the same as ever, the same as they did every summer, in 1967, anybody with $3 could have a vision. And who wouldn't know what it felt like to be a cedar waxwing landing with a flutter of gray wings in a spruce tree and then disappearing into it for only $3? And now I know its flight is ecstasy. No matter how I look at it, I also now know that the short life of a cedar waxwing is more pure pleasure than anyone alive can still be sane and bear. And remember, a cedar waxwing doesn't mean a thing qua cedar or qua waxwing, nor could it have earned that kind of pleasure by working to become a better cedar waxwing. They're all the same. Show me a bad cedar waxwing, for example. And I mean a really morally corrupted cedar wax. And you'll commend the cage they have reserved for you, resembling heaven. Some people spent their lives then having visions. But in my case, the morning after I dropped mescaline, I had to spray Johnson grass in a vineyard of Thompson seedless my father owned. And so, still feeling the holiness of all things living, holding the spray gun in one hand and driving with the other, the tractor pulling the spray rig and its sputtering motor, row after row, I sprayed each weed I found that looked enough like Johnson grass, a thing alive that's good for nothing at all, with a mixture of malathion and diesel fuel, and said to each tall weed, as I coated it with a lethal mist, Dominus vobiscum. And sometimes mea culpa, until it felt boring to apologize to weeds, and insincere as well. In a day or so, no more than that, the weeds would turn disgusting hues of yellowish orange and wither away. I still felt the birds flight in my body when I thought about it, that wing ache lifting heaven, locating itself somewhere just above my slumped shoulders, and part of me taking wing. I feel it at odd moments after that, on those long days I spent shoveling vines, driving trucks and tractors, helping swamp fruit out of one orchard or another. But as the summer went on, I felt it less and less. As the summer went on, some were drafted, some enlisted in a generation that would not stop falling. A generation of leaves sticking to body bags, and when they turned them over, they floated back to us on television. Even then, in the summer of love, in 1967, when riot police waited beyond the doors of perception, and the best thing one could do was get arrested.